Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Good evening, everybody, and hope that everybody is doing well. We're here to heal you this evening and to do the best that we can. I've got a very dear friend on the other end of the line here. It's Valerie Olmsted, Dr. Valerie Olmsted. Valerie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Steve.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, this has been quite a week. There's a tremendous amount of energy coming in.
Yes.
It seems to be very, very powerful and really, really good energy. So I've been using as much as I possibly can mm-hmm. on my clients as I've been massaging, and it seems to be really working well. And how about you?
Well, you know, I have been busy with the move. You know, my
yes.
mom moved this week, today, as a matter of fact. So mm-hmm. I've been a little bit too busy to really use it on anybody other than myself.
Right,
But what I have noticed is that dreams are different.
Right.
And I have the distinct feeling
mm-hmm.
that we need to prepare to get ready to cross into that next dimension. And
yes.
I'm not talking about just me. It's like, no, I'm feeling like, this is kind of like the first bell, you know, kind of like mm. you're in this theater, you know,
yes,
they're
yes.
flickering the lights. It's like, okay, get ready.
Right.
So that's what it's done for me.
Yeah. I know that as I've been working on clients this week, I've seen another dimension opening up in front of me, and it seems to be pretty powerful. It's it looks like almost like a rainbow of colors
mm-hmm.
In front of my eyes, and it's very multidimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect we're going through some big, big changes right now, and I suspect also that these changes are going to be coming even more powerfully as we're doing more and more work. I know.
Yeah, I believe that to be true, Steve. I'm feeling like, oh, God, it's so hard to put it into words. We need to take more responsibility, not just you and I, but every single person
yes.
needs to start moving into the truth of themselves.
Yes.
And if they don't know how to do that, they need to just, you know, go within. But basically,
right.
this is like, okay, kids, there's no more time for fooling around, and you guys have to be up to speed or you're going to get left behind. It's one of those things, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's way more intense. I mean, it's a gentle energy. It feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things have eased up a little bit, but still it's a much more mature energy.
Well, I got a wonderful message about 3 weeks ago, and you're right on target. I believe that we're on target.
Mm-hmm.
The message I got was live your truth, be your truth, and honor your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suspect you're absolutely right with this. It's just something that we need to face and something that we need to tell everybody about, that this energy is so profound.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's gentle, it's extremely profound. And if it's opening me and you up to this kind of level, just imagine what it's doing to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to live that. We need to honor the energy that's coming in. So I've been doing some really amazing work with it. I had a client that was going to have an eye operation with a laser, and I ran my hand over her eye, and she didn't need a laser operation. So
cool.
Whatever is happening really, really seriously well, and it's just, it's really working. And
yeah, I haven't really worked on a lot of patients this
mm-hmm.
last week or so because
mm-hmm.
I've been, you know, busy moving.
Sure.
But one of the things that I did notice is the people that I worked on, even though I was doing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but doing it from a different consciousness point, what I noticed was that miracles happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really interesting. And one even said that she felt that I saved her life. And I thought, well, that's pretty interesting. She wasn't really sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was just, you know, trying to be preemptive and, you know, just take care of herself. And
yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know, that's really interesting. And I thought, well, how strange is that? And then I went home and thought about it, and I went, you know, I think I know what she's talking about. I don't know if she did or not, but that I'm feeling like it has to do with just this connection.
Right.
And,
right.
And it's like, you know, you have to make that connection somehow. And it's not so much a verbal have to learn this type of thing. It's more just the connection itself that happens without our even thinking about it. It's just the passing on of the energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and I found myself watching things that I hadn't looked at in a long time. I watched the movie Indigo Children again. And I thought, now that's really interesting. And as I was watching it, I went, oh, my God, I know why I'm watching this. I'm watching it because I'm seeing people get connected to the web. And or the grid, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I'm seeing that connection, and I'm seeing the life flow into people.
Right, right.
So I'm very grateful, first of all, that I saw this, and secondly, you know, that I get to be a part of it. But it's so amazing, and the healing that happened on one patient, it was just incredible. You know, his lungs improved so quickly that, you know, like most modern science would look at it and go, well, that's impossible.
Right.
But it happened very, very quickly. What we were doing on him mostly was spiritual.
Yes.
You know, so I thought, that's real interesting, because he had just come in, so it's not like I had a, you know, like a month to work on him. It's like, no, he came in, we did the initial, you know, history and exam, and took him off to do some soul retrieval. And then did a few other things, you know, detox and stuff like that. But to see a major improvement in somebody who was really ill in the space of about 4 or 5 days, I mean, that was beyond, you know, most normal things, what most people would think was possible.
You know, it's so interesting. I was having dinner with a good friend of mine the other night, and she has a crystal. I've never seen it before. It's called a love crystal. It must have weighed about 80 pounds, and the energy that was coming from this crystal was rainbow color. And I put my hands on it, and my hands just went to rainbow color. And it was sparkly. I mean, the energy that was coming from this was absolutely incredible. I need to find out the name. She paid a lot of money for it. And but it worked. I mean, it was just clearing me. I only held it for about 5 minutes. And the energy that that just came from it was astounding. I've never seen anything like that before. And it had a consciousness. I mean, it was talking to me.
Yeah,
so,
the crystals have been talking a little bit more lately, I've noticed. Which has really surprised me, because, you know, I'm not one that sits around and talks to crystals. I'm always surprised when I hear something from them. You know?
Yeah, right.
And it's not that I wouldn't like to. It's just that, you know, I'm busy. I have a lot of things to do.
Right, of course.
So I tend to not, like, hang out and, you know, and meditate with the crystals and you know, try to get anything from them. But I agree with you. The consciousness of everything, and that includes things that we think of as inanimate objects, such as, you know, kitchen cupboards and utensils and you know, rugs and walls and things like that. There's an aliveness that's happening inside of everything.
Right.
Which when you realize that that what we call God or the source of all that is this incredible consciousness, and everything that is made up of that God substance, then it kind of makes sense. And so it leaves me wondering, what the heck is going to happen?
Well, I think what's happening is that the consciousness of the planet's being raised. And we're the recipients, and I believe all the animals are recipients. I believe that everything, every blade of grass is a recipient.
Yep.
So the energy is just so powerful. I'm amazed at the amount of energy that's been passed to me alone. I just I'm amazed at it. You know, people that I've worked on for a long time have been saying, you know, their bodies get almost ice cold from the energy that's coming through. And the purer the energy, the more cold it is. People think that energy is either hot or, you know, and it's not true. It's from what I understand and what I've been able to believe is that the purer the energy, the colder it is.
Well, that's really interesting you say that, because when we did the vortex tour, we had some places where the energy was really hot to start with, mm-hmm. and then people would be freezing by the end of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I like to do is call in more and more of the highest consciousness possible. And
right.
so by the end of the thing, you know, we're really going.
yeah, absolutely.
And, I mean, I had people that had teeth chattering and everything else. And I got to the point where I looked at them and went, wow, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So now I just warn people to, you know, bring a jacket or something. And
yeah.
So if they get cold halfway through, they can put it on. But very interesting that you say that. I never really thought about it. Because when you do healing, normally what happens is your hands heat up and they get like blow torches, you know?
Right. Well, that happens. But I had people that were lying on my table with a heated blanket, pillows, a heated blanket on top, and they were ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the energy was just, I could see the energy going through their body.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely pure. And then when I raised above their body about 4 feet, I could see a sparkling of light coming from their chakras that were just absolutely incredible. And the oxygen going into the chakras were just absolutely amazing. It's just, it's so beautiful to see, but they were getting cold. And even though we run our hands over their bodies and their bodies get very warm,
mm-hmm.
eventually everything gets ice cold. And, I'm finding out the purer the energy, the colder it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an amazing, I don't know if it's a miracle or whatever the case may be, but it's just actually ice cold. And I've had that on a few clients that are really, they're becoming more advanced with energy, and even some clients that aren't, you know, as advanced as others. And it's just a beautiful thing to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really interesting. Like I said, I really haven't had time to work with anybody lately, but I'm going to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
And I can confirm that that's kind of what happens when we do the vortex gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I started seeing people kind of turning blue and their teeth chattering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that wasn't
mm-hmm.
me touching them, but that's when we did the hookup.
Yeah.
You know, we did that intense connection with the light and people just were freezing. Of course, that also happens if you have people visiting that are from other dimensions or people that have passed over, which are kind of in another dimension. And so you'll have a lot of that go on, you know, just because of the energy flow, you know, especially if they're trying to manifest to you, it'll get real ice cold around you.
Right.
But it's not normally the person that gets ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll have to keep an eye on that. That's very interesting.
I had something interesting happen. I was working on a client in Sweden, and he had called. He needed some energy work, and I was giving him energy work, and as soon as I started, his lights went off in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They flickered, and then they flickered off, and as soon as I stopped, they came back on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of energy that we don't even know about yet that is just extremely powerful. And I think it's good stuff. I mean, it's absolutely good stuff. But I think that we're becoming maybe a little bit more powerful than what people think that we can become.
Yeah,
and I know,
would agree with that. I mean, I could tell you story after story of me blowing up computers and things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is something that we need to learn how to work with, because my feeling is that it goes beyond healing. My feeling is that because we're moving into this new dimensional space,
mm-hmm.
that we're becoming more electric.
Yeah.
You know, we're really part of the electric universe. And so we're becoming so much more in sync with that and moving out of the density of this third dimension.
Yeah.
That we're starting to actually conduct more electricity through us.
I believe you're right, because I had a client that was lives in Washington, and she pulled over on the beltway because I had called her. She had called me, and I called her back.
Mm-hmm.
And her car died.
Mm-hmm.
As I was talking to her, she said, "Steve, I can't start my car." And so she needed to call AAA
mm-hmm.
to get it done. I felt bad, but there's so much energy. And I'm noticing in my room, the rooms are crowded. Crowded with people.
Well, yeah, I had a bunch of beings in my room the other night,
mm-hmm.
and I was so tired. And I'm laying there, and I'm seeing all this stuff, and I'm going, oh, jeez, for crying out loud, just show yourselves, will you?
Yeah.
And they didn't, so I just kind of went, okay, I know that there's beings here. I can feel them. And
yeah.
My room was crowded. Usually I have, you know, maybe three.
Yeah.
But the room was really crowded, and they were really tall beings, so I'm presuming they're Andromedans or the like.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, it was late, really, really late, and mm-hmm. they just mm-hmm. were, like, all around my bed.
Right, right.
And things were flashing and popping all over the room, and I was going,
Yeah.
Well, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I was like, see you later. I'm going to La-La Land.
Yeah. I have a shaman friend that I trade with every 2 weeks. And we noticed the room was extremely crowded, and there were bears in there. There were baby bears. I mean, the place was just going crazy with animals and people and Andromedans, and it's just absolutely incredible. I discussed with you the light that came in my room, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
That beautiful.
That
it was cylindrical yellow light with white in the center of it. It was about 4 feet around.
Mm-hmm.
And the wall had disappeared on the western wall.
Mm-hmm.
And this cylindrical light was about 8 feet outside the room and came in the room. And as I was working on a client, I suspect it came through me because I saw it in my client's chest. You know, so it's really very, very interesting to see. So for sure,
yeah,
I know this one.
I'm wondering what's
up. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Yes.
This is Nick in Costa Rica.
Oh, hi, Nick. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. Better than I have been for quite a while.
Good, Nick.
You've been talking about entities and energy and all that.
Yes, I have got Dr. Valerie on the phone. You know Dr. Valerie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yes. I've taken pictures in my house and have a lot of orbs. And,
okay.
My wife came home from a funeral the other night and took a picture, and she had orbs all around her. I hope they were good ones.
Usually they are.
Yeah. Listen, last time you worked with my little boy Cody on his sinuses, and I think you did help him a little bit. And I wondered if you would work with him just a little bit right now. Maybe send him some energy.
Sure.
Cody, come on. What? Steve's going to send you a little energy. Hop on. We don't have time.
Hi.
Hi, Cody.
Hi, Cody.
Hi.
Can you feel the buzzing in your head already?
Huh?
Can you feel some energy in your head? Can you feel some buzzing?
No, it itches a little.
Good. That's all you need is a little.
No.
Yeah.
Well, the last time,
mm-hmm.
remember you told me you were going to help me with yellow energy?
Yes.
To heal me? And it worked.
Good.
Wow.
Terrific.
Yeah, I wake up a little, but... Like, since you did that, I have, like, I breathe better
mm-hmm.
by the nose.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I wake up with the sinuses plugged up a little.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that should just about do it. He feels better, doesn't he, Valerie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, Cody, do you drink milk?
Huh?
Do you drink milk?
Yeah.
I would say stop drinking milk.
Oh.
Because what I'm seeing in your sinuses is icy blue.
I see.
So that's kind of the color that you get if you're drinking too much milk.
No.
And that'll that'll kind of stuff things up too. So try going without the milk. Milk isn't necessary for human bodies anyway.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It's the wrong, cow's milk is the wrong stuff for a human body.
Okay.
If you have to go to milk, I would drink goat's milk.
Okay.
Okay? But cow's milk is really not healthy for people.
Oh.
And I think part of what's going on is, if you're doing stuff that you're allergic to, then it's going to create more problems in your sinuses. And what I just saw there was ice blue, which tells me milk.
Oh.
Okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Then that's it.
Is your dad available, honey?
Okay. Well, thanks for telling me that, and okay, goodbye.
Okay, honey.
Bye-bye.
We need to talk to Daddy. I was thinking about asking a Nettie. Hello?
Nick?
Yes. This is Nick. I won't stay on long so somebody else can get on.
Yeah, Nick, I think he's got a problem with milk.
Oh, yeah, I've got lots of problems. I have many health problems, I know.
We're talking about your son.
Tell Cody not to drink milk. I told him not to drink milk, too.
Oh, I thought you said problem with Nick. Oh.
No.
no milk, huh?
Mm. Milk. Yeah, cow's milk is really bad for people. So if he has to drink milk, switch him over to goat milk if you can get it. But not cow's milk, because I'm seeing, you know, it's affecting his sinuses a lot.
Uh-huh. We'll try that.
Okay.
Okay.
The other thing is that, did you ever hear of a neti pot?
No.
Okay. A neti pot, if you have an organic store, a health food store down there, it's a little pot that has a long stem, and you put water and salt inside, not too much salt, but enough, and you put it up one nostril, and it goes through the sinus cavity and actually comes out the nose, the other side. And it'll clear out the nose also in the sinuses.
I buy an aerosol down here that mm-hmm. has, like, sea salt in it, and
mm-hmm.
I use it all the time.
Okay.
And I know
the neti pot will help really get a lot of sinus congestion out.
Right.
And this is going to sound really crazy, but if you put a little bit of cayenne pepper in there, it kind of curls your toes the first couple of times you do it, but you know, you get it in there and it'll cause you to sneeze, and it'll get all kinds of stuff out of the sinuses, and then you follow it with cool water, so you're kind of going between warm and cold water. Always finish with cold. That'll shrink the membranes down, and you know, the whole thing is you got to flush and you got to get all the old muck out of there.
Right. I tried to get him to use the salt water, and
yeah, it's a little bit easier if you use the neti pot, because then you stick it in one nostril and tilt your head over the sink. You tilt it over to the side, and then it washes up and over the turbinates and comes out the opposite nostril, and then you turn your head the other way and do it the other way. But you have to go back and forth, like about three or four of each, warm and then cool. Always end with the cool. And and that'll knock a lot of stuff loose. That can only work around the turbinates, you know, around your nose and stuff. You can't get into all of your sinuses. But that's the most immediate area that you can reach.
Right. You know, I was speaking with Derek, the White Sky Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
He's on BBS, and he recommended that I get Heart Drops. They're out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they taste terrible. Take them under your tongue, but it's all natural, and I believe it's helping me an awful lot on my cardiovascular.
Good.
I really do.
Excellent.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And
thanks
for calling
me. I don't
want to take too much time.
Great, Nick.
Okay. All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I didn't know about the cayenne pepper. I think I would do an Indian war dance for that.
You know, it's not quite as bad in your sinuses as it is in your eyes. You know, cause, I mean, I use it in the eye wash, too. If I have somebody that's got really mucky eyes and they're really having problems, I'll make a tea, and I'll put in a pinch of cayenne. And let me tell you something, it'll curl your toes up.
Oh, I imagine.
You make a really weird face. But it does help. I mean, I've knocked eye infections out people with that stuff. And I mean, there's other herbs and things that you use too. But boy, I'll tell you what, it'll make you do an Indian dance.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
But it works great. And the same thing, like if the listeners know about Christopher Hills and also Richard Schulte. One of the things that they both had advocated was using cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading the story in Richard's book where he's talking mm-hmm. about how he's doing this big class and he has everybody get this really intense organic cayenne pepper and they're sitting mm-hmm. there with it and he tells them snort the powder. And so they snort the powder and all of a sudden there's a blood-curdling scream from the back of the room. And this guy goes running down the hall, screaming all the way, runs into the bathroom, and he's still screaming. And, of course, the whole class is, like, running after him, trying to figure out what's wrong. And they get in there, and the whole sink was filled up with old blood clots.
Really?
Yeah, flushed it right out of his sinuses. And this guy had lost his sense of smell, had terrible, horrible sinus headaches, sinus infections. I mean, you name it, he had it.
Right.
And he was just at the end of his rope. So I have to laugh every time I tell somebody put a little bit of cayenne pepper in that sinus stuff because I visualize this guy running down the hall.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things we have that really work so much better mm-hmm. than pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a place for pharmaceuticals, too. There are times mm-hmm. when you need them. If you're in an emergency, you might need some pharmaceuticals. Depends on what you have available to you, you know, and the knowledge and the skill of the practitioner with you. But, you know, so many things are so simple. Cayenne's one of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I remember my mom using hot mustard pads on my chest when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that was very popular then.
That was that really worked sometimes. It really loosened up the junk in the chest.
Well, not only that, you can use garlic. You know, but
you can use garlic now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one of the standard folk remedies is to slice up some garlic and, you know, put it kind of in your sock. You walk around on it all day.
Yeah.
It goes completely through your body. You know, I've also used it in poultices on abscesses and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of things you can use. Some work better than others.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on your level of health to begin with. But,
it's amazing because
I
love garlic.
Cheap.
I love garlic. I love garlic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, garlic is good. That's the Italian love potion. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Now, see, I'm Italian, so I know these things.
Oh.
I put a little between, you know, on the chest there. You put a little behind the ears, and you attract Italians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what can I say? You know, it's just one of those things.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that really works.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You put garlic behind your ear?
Okay, put a little garlic behind your ears. Now, mm-hmm. The only precaution with this, Steve, is you're going to drive away the non-Italians. But you might attract Koreans.
I might attract Koreans?
Koreans and Italians.
Well, I'm single. I'm looking for
there
somebody
you go.
Nice, so I'm going to put it behind my ears.
Yeah, little garlic juice behind your ears. There you go. It also wards off vampires, so see, it's double purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
Lord.
That's great. I'll try that. I'd like to go dancing with that.
Yeah, see, there you go. And it's good for you, too.
It's very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It clears up everything.
Yeah, it's really amazing stuff. I mean, if you look at any of the studies that they did in World War II, in the places where they ran out of antibiotics and the soldiers were dying from gangrene and all kinds of stuff,
right?
They started putting garlic poultices on them and giving them raw garlic to eat, and it did better than the antibiotics did.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, in Egypt, they used to pay the workers in onions and garlic.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's how valuable this stuff is.
Really amazing.
Amazing stuff. Well, maybe I'll make Dr. Valerie's love potion. There we go.
If you make a love potion, I'll buy the first bottle.
Okay. too funny.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
It's that love crystal stuff, see?
Yeah.
It opens you up to this kind of stuff.
And Joyce is quite a lady. She's a good friend of mine, and she's got this gigantic... I'll tell you, some people never cease to amaze me.
Yeah.
I've known Joyce for 10 years. I never even knew she was into crystals, and all of a sudden, she's telling me after all these years that she's into crystals. And she sat down and began to tell me for about 2 hours a presentation of crystals, which is quite interesting.
Hmm.
And I'm finding out that crystals do have a consciousness.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely do. I used to sit and meditate with crystals quite a bit many years ago. And I've actually turned crystals from a milky white to a really clear body with tons of rainbows in them just from meditating with them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That takes a while. You know, it took like 10 years to get this one crystal turned.
Amazing. I've got a... I believe it's about 50 pounds. I've got a gigantic Shiva Lingam in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be very nice.
Hmm.
But I bought a Master of Course crystal from Dr. Fred.
Mm-hmm.
And people actually feel the heat of that going in their body and healing them.
Mm-hmm.
Really amazing. So the crystals, some crystals do have, I presume all crystals have consciousness.
Yeah,
and,
you know, I was just talking to somebody about that today. We were talking about conspiracy things, and and he was telling my mom the same stuff I've been telling her for years, and, you know, her standard reply to me is, how come you're the only one that knows about this stuff? And I said, see, I'm not the only one that knows about this stuff. And I was telling him about the crystals that were in the World Trade Center. And they had actually spoken to a friend of mine, and she said, well, the one amethyst cluster was pretty much dead.
Yeah.
And so she gave it energy and brought it back, but she said, now I wish I hadn't. And she said the other crystal was just screaming, and they were begging her to take them out of the building.
Really?
So they knew a year before that those buildings were going to be destroyed.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they were begging to be taken out. She said, I can't. I wish I could.
Yeah.
Yeah,
amazing.
So they got destroyed, you know, when the buildings got blown up.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, they do have consciousness. I mean, they're so ancient.
Yes.
You know, and I think people have this tendency to think that we're the be-all, end-all of everything. And we're not. Everything that's created is still a piece of God.
That's right.
And even if we muck it up,
that's right.
It's still God's substance.
We don't have
anything else to work with.
Absolutely right.
So, you know, I mean, everything has got a consciousness. I mean, how do you explain that so many people know what's going on at the same time? They may not say it, but people know. Well, they know because we're all connected, not just us, but the planet itself, the other planets, the entire universe, the other races, the other species. I mean, everything. We're all one. We can't be anything but that.
Right.
And,
it's just amazing because there's so much going on in terms of consciousness. I remember seeing the eyes of trees and the eyes of grass, and I was looking right at it, and everything's got an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Everything can see just like we do, and it's just amazing that people think that they don't, that it's just different. It's just on this planet for oxygen, but everything thinks. It's just amazing.
Yes, everything feels, everything thinks, everything is part of the creation. I've seen the tree beings, when I was down in Belize and a couple months down there doing shamanic stuff, and I was sitting there one day, and all of a sudden I realized, as I was sitting in this cave, huge cave with a river running through it, I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm going, oh my God, this cave is full of beings. The rocks have faces. And the other three people turned and looked at me and said, duh. I said, oh my God, I never thought about it before, you know?
Yeah.
And then I went outside and I'm sitting at the entrance to the cave and I'm looking out into the jungle and the wind was blowing and all of a sudden I saw the trees and the bushes all take almost human shape. Some are more animal, some are more human. But they had faces, and they had eyes, and they turned, and they looked at me, and they responded to me. It was like, wow, how cool is that?
Yeah.
I think it's our job as the humans now to kind of get more in alignment with nature and more in alignment with everything that is, and
you bet,
and to really to honor it.
You bet. I know that I've seen the spirit of the tree, and the spirit is right at the bottom of the tree within 6 feet up, between 4 and 6 feet, I should say. And they look just like us.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of the tree actually looks like us. And,
yeah, and they actually have the same aura. In fact,
yeah,
the Indians used to call trees the standing people. And the reason they did that was because the aura is the most like a human as any of the other auras. So, yeah,
and there's just so much beautifulness in nature. You know, when I, a couple of years ago, I think about 10 years ago actually, after the winter we have here, I go outside and the trees have the little buds on them. And I gently hold a bud and the whole tree goes pure white light. And it's so beautiful to see. Just by giving the tree a little love, it just turns pure white light. It's just amazing how receptive and responsive trees are to us.
Oh, yeah, they love us. Well, this is one of the reasons why they say that when you do any kind of shamanic journeying and such, you know, that the best place to go to find yourself is the desert.
Yeah.
Because the mountains and the oceans love us too much.
Yeah.
And so they nurture us. But if you go out in the desert, it's pretty harsh.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, so you meet yourself in the desert.
There used to be a place to go to. It used to be called Sky High Ranch. And I forget the gentleman's name. It'll come to me in a minute. But he used to bring people out there, and they would pick up sand. They would pick up rocks. And they would actually listen to the rocks. I mean, it's just amazing, the consciousness that everything has. And in the desert, I understand that you can actually, when you're quiet, you can actually hear breezes, and if you pick up a rock, you can actually listen to it. So it's just amazing the amount of consciousness that is on this planet, and for us to think that we're the only ones with consciousness, it's not true.
That's for
sure. You're absolutely right.
You know, I used to take a lot of trips out into the wilderness. And I really had to because my work was so intensive. And I could just get to the point where I had had enough, you know. And so I'd take myself off the schedule and I'd take my little four-wheel drive truck and truck on out into the desert around Las Vegas. And one of the reasons why I loved living there is because it's all wide open space around the town. And so you can go like half an hour to the north and be up in the mountains. And and in the snow, you can go half an hour to the east and be at Lake Mead. You can go half an hour to the south and be at Lake Mead and also in the Silver Caves. You know, half an hour over to the west, and you're up in the hills going towards California. I mean, it's just an amazing place.
Yeah.
And I used to get out there every single week for an overnight.
Wow.
And then I would take an entire weekend about once a month. And then about every 6 months, I would take at least a week, maybe two, and just go drive as far as I could drive with my truck. And then when I couldn't go any further, then I would jump out and I would grab all my stuff and I would hike as far as I felt like hiking.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be way off the beaten path, which is hard to do, by the way.
Right.
And just be out there in the wilderness, because the earth will talk to you, the sky will talk to you. I mean, my classic thing was one day when I was doing a vision quest, and I was tired of freezing my buns off in Sedona. My birthday's in January. So so I went to Death Valley. And so there I was in Death Valley, and it was very pleasant. And I drove up this wash and then got up on top of it. And it was the worst storm that the four states had had in 40 years. And I got on my knees and I prayed, and this hole opened up in the clouds right above me and stayed open for the entire time I was there, which was 3 days.
Yeah.
And I was just hanging out there, and there was a little ant mound, you know, by where I was camped, and I asked the ants if it was okay if I camped there and I'd leave them some food, and they said sure. So they never bothered me. I never had one ant that strayed over onto my tarp or into my tent or anywhere near me, and I was right there, you know. And so I fed him every day and talked to the birds and stuff, and it was an amazing time. And I had nature talk to me the last day and said, it has to rain now. You can stay and you'll be safe, but you won't be able to get out for a few days. So if you need to leave, you need to leave now. And I said, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I put all my stuff in the car. And no sooner had I put the last item in and the raindrops started. And so I drove out of there and I got back in time. And it was just an amazing, magical feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And to have nature respond to you like that. And, I mean, I had footsteps coming up to my tent in the middle of the night. Something was out there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was real interesting because my first response was like, oh no. You know, and who's this? Mm-hmm. And I just had this panic reaction. And I heard this woman's voice say, you. And I panicked. And then I went, you know, the only thing I have is my defense, is love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just radiated love, and then I heard a man's voice, very, very happy, very gentle, say, heaven.
Mm.
And that was it.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, that was really interesting. Do I know what that was? No.
Mm.
I know it wasn't people.
It's really amazing that we get those kinds of signs. I remember I was working with a client in my room, and I kept on hearing this voice, and I was saying, why are you giving me so much, Lord? Why are you doing this for me? And basically what he said was, he came down, he said, because you listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important that people listen and just not say anything, but listen.
Yeah.
And I think the more we listen, the more we receive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so powerful and so potent to understand that God's around us all the time. I mean, it's just not, he's not around, you know, once in a while. He's there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just absolutely amazing that things can come to us so quickly and so lovingly. And I think it's really important to do.
I totally agree. We just have to be open.
Yes.
And we just have to be, you know, willing to maybe listen to something that we don't believe in.
Right.
You know, you got to let your belief systems go and just be open, still be discerning, but be open enough to consider that there's another way.
Yeah, yeah.
And just to allow that to come through with grace and ease and to, you know, to really discover the next step for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you've done that, you know, from having the hand of God appear over you, and you know, you've done everything that being told you to do, and
you just follow it.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the voices come to me out of the air too and say things.
Oh yeah.
And I respond to them like they're a person standing next to me, which they kind of are, but but I had them show me how the universe worked one day.
Yep.
And you know, it took a couple hours, but it was really interesting because it was so intense, and everything made sense.
Mm. You know, it's amazing. I find when you were here, we went to the sacred groves and have those angels disappear right in front of us. I think was an amazing sight. So,
mm-hmm.
I think things like that happen, and when we're into it, and when we're profoundly in the presence of the Almighty, and we just do his calling,
mm-hmm.
and we live that kind of life, it happens to us.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know,
I had someone who had moved away that used to live in this area. But anyway, she was talking to me, I guess it was last week, and she said, you know, I've had the most amazing thing happen. She said, I think I figured out how to unlock the projectors. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. She told me what she did. And I said, yeah, well, we kind of do that. So what she had happen was she had a voice that came to her and said, what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I need blah, 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 blah. And the voice said, it is done.
Yeah.
And she said, the next day, there was what she was looking for.
Yeah. Amazing.
And I think people are going to experience more of that, and they need to understand that it's them actually communicating with either the higher self or what we call God or whatever, but they're doing a communication in a way that's more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still have choice. In fact, you have more choice. But you're doing it, you know, completely consciously rather than unconsciously. And I think the manifestation stuff is real important, too. You know, to take total responsibility for your manifestations.
Yes.
And I was telling you on the phone the other day about how that projector that I'd been missing since I went to Laguna Beach suddenly
mm-hmm.
showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed up when I got really mad because I wanted to sell it. And,
mm-hmm.
and so I was going, you know, I need my projector back right now. And I was stamping my feet like a little brat, you know.
Right, right.
And then I kind of calmed down and went out, you know, whatever. And I opened this bag that I'd taken with me all the way to New York and back, a white
right.
plastic bag that had nothing mm-hmm. in it, but two pairs of shoes, a pair of flip-flops and a pair of tennis shoes, which I had used and had in and out of that little white plastic bag
right.
for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And had used, you know, when I came back from Laguna Beach, too.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, after I said that, I opened up the bag to put the shoes away, and there's a little box with a projector sitting in it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I went, amazing. Where the hell did that come from?
Yep.
There's no way that it was in that bag. It couldn't
right,
have been. I
right.
would have seen it.
Right, right.
And I knew it wasn't in that bag, but I was so frustrated in that moment, and I guess I put so much energy out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I put it out there with such force and such intense wanting in this thing that it just kind of went poof, and there it was.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I've talked to a lot of people that are going through similar experiences where they get exasperated and they go, I need this now. And then poof, you know, if they need keys, they like appear in midair and drop onto their feet.
It's amazing.
Yeah, this is what's happening now. This is what's so exciting.
Yep, yep.
So
I think we're in the flow.
Yeah.
I think we're really in the flow. I think we're in the center part of the universe in the flow of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think more people could be there if they just open up and allow themselves to be.
Well, that is the key. You know, what
yep.
are they going to allow?
Yep.
You know,
so
we
important.
All have that where we stop our good so many times.
It just, I think love is so profound. It's so wonderful to be in the presence of the divine or divine mind and to be in that and just to be at his service. I mean, that's everything, really.
Yeah, it is.
It's just wonderful to be there.
Well, and it's a part of our heritage. It's who we are.
Yeah.
And so that's where we're supposed to be. And
yep.
I'll tell you, I've had enough experiences in this life that I couldn't go back to being what they would call ordinary, you know, or normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want that kind of a life. You know, I love
yeah.
the miraculous life.
Right.
That's the best of all.
Right. Everything's got to be miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very interesting. Sometimes we get on these programs, and I have phone calls as soon as I get on to heal,
mm-hmm.
and then it stops about a minute before I have to get off. And then sometimes we only have one call. It's very interesting
yeah.
how that works.
Yeah, it is.
But it's wonderful talking about these wonderful energies.
Well, yeah, and you know I call it the divine DJ. You know that that kind of. Gets everything
yeah.
The way it's supposed to be, because I've found that so many times on my show, I will go on there with no idea what I'm going to talk about, nobody scheduled, and I think, now that's really weird. Why don't I have anybody scheduled? But, you know, I try to keep it fairly loose so that I can, you know, react momentarily
right,
to things.
Right.
And it seems like every time that I've done something like that, there's either been somebody that had to come in at the last minute, or there's something I had to talk about that helped someone immeasurably. Like
mm-hmm.
I've had people write to me and say, you know, when you did that show on blah, 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 you saved
mm-hmm.
my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just never know, because consciously we don't think of this stuff.
Yeah.
So we are connected. And so unconsciously, or maybe superconsciously,
mm-hmm.
stuff's going on, and you just say the right thing, you bring the right information to somebody, and
yes.
it just makes so much sense, and it helps them to go on.
Absolutely. It's really interesting that it works that way. But
yeah, I can't wait to hear what people have to say after this show.
Yeah.
We'll be getting calls from people who are going, you know what, I did manifest this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all the intent.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is intent, and the more intent that we are that we can produce it, we can.
Absolutely. You know, we are co-creators.
Yes,
and,
we are.
And I think the other thing that's happening too, Steve, is the energy is such that once you get a taste of this energy, you don't want to be around people that aren't doing it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like I get so irate sometimes with people
mm-hmm.
being intrusive in my life
mm-hmm.
when I just want to keep this good energy no matter where I am.
Yes.
And so when people start being really depressed around me and stuff, and if they're patients, it's one thing, then I have to deal with
mm-hmm.
it. But, I mean, people in my life, if they're going, oh, I'm depressed, I'm like, well, you know what, you stay over there. Don't come over here and rain on my parade because I'm not having it.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and
that's
it's like,
sure.
okay, if you want to go wallow in it, go right ahead, but don't expect me to commiserate with you because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we can't go there anymore. Where we have to be is in the state of highest energy possible.
Yes.
That's
yes.
where we live now.
Absolutely right. And I think that more and more people are becoming more aware of their consciousness to get in touch with that. And I think that's really important to do.
Yeah, I think that's why we had to do this show today.
You bet.
Yeah, because people have to know that it's okay, and they don't have to continue with life the way it was.
Absolutely. And change happens instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that just happens overnight. It can actually happen instantaneously. It's just amazing the way that that we're given these opportunities to take in this formidable energy and really make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part about it is to be open and allow it.
Exactly.
You know, and it's for me, it's just, I feel compelled to keep growing all the time.
Well, I think we have to. That's our job.
Yeah.
And, you know, the healings and things that you and I do, you know, we do it because it's fun and it's what we are given to do.
Mm-hmm.
But every time that we work on someone, we get healed too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way that it works.
Yeah.
And so we learn more and we become more.
Mm-hmm.
By helping these other people.
You bet.
And it's all just part of this progression, because the way it was set up is that you can't get ahead unless you help other people.
Right.
Spiritually.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can do it monetarily and run over people, but
right, right.
But to be the spiritual being, to really be a conscious creator in life, then it's all kind of worked out so that we all help each other like a community.
Well, that's why we're here. We're here to help each other and to make lives better for everybody around us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're supposed to be doing. And I think the most amazing thing is how many people really, really want that. They really want to feel that love inside them. They really want to open up to the kindness and the
mm-hmm.
compassion and everything that is good inside their lives. And so they come, and they come to us, and we can really do that. I mean, we really fix a lot of people.
Yeah, and the thing, too, that I'd like to mention to the listeners is, you know, we talk occasionally about how we know something's about to happen, and it's going to be pretty horrific, and it could be, that is, but it's going to be a massive change. And what I would like to have people understand is if you can stand kind of outside of it, and look at it and go, wow, that's interesting, then you're maintaining your vibratory level. If you give in to fear, then you immediately degrade down to that lower level, and you can't do the same things at that level that you can normally. So it's very important, you know, to keep that high level as much as possible and to just continue to evolve, continue to expand, you know, continue to be higher and start noticing. Oh, here's something I heard on the, you know, Sylvia Brown Wednesday on Montel show. And I try to listen in because every once in a while, instead of doing people's personal stuff, she'll just kind of give you a little pearl here and there. And so I just kind of listen, and she said something the other day that just really amazed me. And I had been looking for this answer. And somebody had asked her, what happens or what does it mean when you take photographs of somebody and they're transparent? And she said, that means that they are more evolved than the other people that are there.
Right.
And I thought, wow, now that was worth listening to.
Absolutely.
Because I've wondered that, too.
I remember working on some people, and they became transparent right on the table. Everything disappears. Lungs, kidneys, liver, spleen, everything's gone.
Well, that's because it's not really there.
Yeah. So it's really amazing the things that can happen.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, this is our normal world.
Yes.
You know, the quote-unquote normal people of the world think that this stuff is a bunch of hooey. You know, but really, it is normal. It's just that they're not given to understand that yet for whatever reason. They're just not there, you know, evolutionary-wise.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to have to cut it short. It's already 6:58, so.
Oh, gosh, it goes so fast. Well,
isn't
thank
that
you
amazing
so much for having me on
goes?
The show, Steve.
So I want to thank you. I always thank you every time that I'm on the radio station, and I always thank you, and I thank Dr. Bell. So I want to thank you so much for being on. You're such a an intricate part of my life, and you've made things so much better for me. So just having you as a friend has been a wonderful, wonderful treat for me.
Well, and that's true, you know, from my end, too.
Wonderful.
You know, it's just such a privilege to be able to, you know, to talk with somebody at your level and to interact with you and to develop more.
Well, thank you
well,
so
I appreciate
much.
You, too.
God bless you, and it's wonderful talking to you.
Well, thank you, Steve. God bless
thank
you, too.
You.
God bless you, listeners.
Thank you. God bless you, listeners, and we hope to see you on the Dr. Valerie Show. And when is your show, Valerie? Could you tell them?
It's on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific. And this next week, this Tuesday, I have Raymond Francis on talking about his new book, Never Be Fat Again. And then how about you come on my show the week after that?
Oh, that sounds cool.
Cool. We'll do it.
I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Wonderful. Love you. Have a good night. And good night, all my listeners, and to Dr. Bell. I hope everything is doing well. I think he's at a show right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, probably up in New York, huh?
I think he's
in
Bay or something
March.
Like that.
Yeah.
I think there's a crystal show or something he's at.
Oh.
But thank you very much, Valerie. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.